So the largest crocodile. This is kind of a older story, but I wanted to bring it up because this is one that you would think would be pretty convincing, because it seems pretty official. But even this has two sides to the story. So if you haven't heard of this story, in July of 1957. Apparently, the largest crocodile, and there's supposedly pictures of this thing. Well, one picture. There's one, the only one known picture, but was shot. And I'll show you the picture now, and then when we get into the skeptical side of it, we'll look at the picture again. So here's the right here, the Chris crocodile. It's supposed to be the largest crocodile ever found, ever shot, in Queensland, Australia. So you can see the people behind there, and it's looks pretty big. But again, there's two sides of the story. So let's hear out the actual story first, and then we'll look into what other people have to say about it. So, of all the bold and colorful crocodile shooters who've lived and hunted on Cape York Peninsula during the middle of the 20th century, there was no husband and wife team as famous as Ron and Christina Pawlowski. So, in July of 1957, Chris, who was an attractive blonde Polish immigrant who was age 30 at that time, killed Australia's biggest known crocodile with a single shot in the banks of Norman River. Near the Gulf of Carpentaria town of Normanton. Okay, excuse me again. If you're just joining us, I apologize. I'm a little slow. I just came out of surgery day before yesterday. I had knee surgery. It's part of an ongoing bone disease problem that I have. It's not my first surgery and certainly won't be my last. They had to intubate me, which means, well, basically, it means the day after surgery, you are more sore than you've ever been in your life. My knee, the part that they did surgery on, hasn't even had a chance to hurt yet because everything else is so sore and hurting so much. But I didn't want to skip a week. I wanted to still do this for you guys and do these videos because I think it's important and it's fun. And just the way I am, I can't just sit in bed and not do anything. So I still wanted to do that for you guys, but if I'm a little out of breath and I'm a little slow and it's kind of hard for me to nail down certain words, that's why. So I apologize, and I'm sure by next week I'll be back in tip-top shape. But anyway, so continuing on the story, this the saltwater crocodile, which was measured at 8.63 meters, which is a size unheard of in Australia and one that still draws skepticism from some people today, but that's what it was measured, apparently measured at. The shot made her a worldwide celebrity and earned her the nickname One Shot and a place in the Guinness Book of Records. So it was the shot that made her a legend, just below the eye, a sudden and perfect kill. Yet it was also the shot that she later regretted, a split second that took the life of a 2-ton saurian that was almost certainly unique among the tens of thousands that populated northern Australia. She said later, quote, "I would never shoot one like that again. It was such a magnificent specimen," end quote. Now, having suffered at the hands of the Germans and Russians, respectively, during World War II, Ron and Chris separately migrated to Australia, where they met in Perth. Ron was a gold prospector and kangaroo shooter who would go to town for supplies. Chris ran the boarding house where he stayed, and there was an instant attraction. George and Stefan, Chris's sons from the failed first marriage, remember the excitement of leaving Perth with the family, including their new dad, in an FJ Holden, loaded with all their belongings and heading east across the Nullarbor plain. They headed north at Port Augusta, took odd jobs, and lived off their wits. They reached Corumba in Queensland, where the FJ conked out. Stranded by the wet season, Ron built a shack and fed his family with fish and wild pigs. He also shot dingoes that attracted a bounty of 2 shillings and 6 pence. The Pawlowskis got into the crocodile business in 1956 in an unexpected and dramatic way. Ron was working on his vehicle when Stefan ran up shouting, "Crocodile, Barbara!" So Ron later recalled, quote, "I looked up and God almighty, there was my 4-year-old daughter, Barbara, playing at the beach with her back to a 12-foot crocodile. I reached in the car and pulled out my heavy caliber rifle and blew the croc's head apart with an expanding bullet." End quote. Now, George says, quote, "An old timer in the town helped us skin the crocodile. It was a bit of a butcher job, but we sent it off to a dealer in Brisbane and finished off getting 10 quid for it. Now, in those days, 13 quid was a basic wage, so Dad thought we were onto something." End quote. In typical do-it-yourself fashion, Ron built a 5-meter boat out of scrap and timber and named it Joey. To start with, the couple had no idea that they were what they were doing, but they soon established themselves as efficient hunters. It was hot, dirty, and dangerous work, but Ron and Chris had survived the terrors of war and were accustomed to hardship. Chris soon made a name for herself as a glamorous shooter who wore jungle greens and bright red lipstick. Newspapers lapped up her story. She became an expert taxidermist and established a business in mounted hatchlings. She famously told reporters while sipping champagne during a press conference in Brisbane, quote, "Even though I spent hours, day and night wading thigh deep through mud and swamps, it's good to catch a glint of my nail polish as I pulled the trigger of the rifle," end quote. That's pretty awesome. Chris also made her name as a crack shot, although she never handled a firearm before settling in Corumba. Ron told reporters, quote, "She was better than me with a pistol, and she was much better with a rifle at moving targets from a boat," end quote. And she could also skin a croc faster than any man, apparently. Ron and Chris developed an interest in photography and journalism, and Ron won an award for photography. One of his documentaries, Women's Strangest Job, featured Chris in action shooting crocodiles in the wild. Ron said, quote, "I went everywhere with a gun in one hand, a camera in the other, and a typewriter in my swag," end quote. Now, by 1956, the Pawlowskis had established Australia's first experimental crocodile farm at Corumba, breeding animals from eggs collected in the wild. They also studied their feeding habits and the effects of various types of foods on the crocodile's skin. It was pioneering work, and Ron and Chris became early conservationists. They were convinced that crocodile farms and careful management would preserve the species. So Ron said, quote, "Animal killing had begun to disgust me, as did any other kind of hunting that involved killing," end quote. As a shooter turned conservationist, Ron toured Australia and the U.S. espousing his cause. He addressed the U.N. on saving crocodiles from extinction, but when Joe Bjelke Peterson came to power in Queensland in 1967, the Pawlowskis' call for crocodile protection was ignored. Ron said, quote, "I wanted to ban the export of all crocodile products, which would have resulted in the preservation of the animals, but the political attitude of the day was, if it moves, shoot it, and if it grows, cut it down," end quote. Now, a bitter campaign was waged against Ron's conservationist movement as he was targeted by a government intent on destroying his business and influence. The special leasehold on the crocodile farmland was revoked after he refused to soften his public comments against the government. According to George, the Bjelke-Peterson regime went to ridiculous lengths to silence his father. He said, quote, "They even tried to get him on a firearms charge. In the film, Women's Strangest Job, Mum is shown shooting a croc with a revolver and she didn't have a license for it. As a matter of fact, it wasn't hers. Dad borrowed it for the movie. Anyway, a friendly copper tipped Dad off that there was going to be a raid and to get rid of the gun. We were told the order came from the top of the government. It was one of the many vicious attempts by the government of the day to shut Dad up, end quote. Now, in 1968, some oil was dumped in their pools, endangering the stock of crocodiles. Ron and Chris cleaned the animals by hand with detergent, and only one died. It was an act of sabotage that bitterly disappointed the couple. So in December that year, Ron shot his entire stock of 140 and walked away from the farm. But he never gave up his attempts to protect the one-time prey. And in 1972, was invited to give evidence to the House of Representatives Select Committee on Wildlife Conservation. He told the committee that Queensland's crocodile population had declined by 98% since the 1950s and recommended a total ban on hunting. The Whitlam Labor government followed the advice and protected saltwater and freshwater species. The Queensland government followed suit. We're going to finish this story, and then in just one, right after that, we're going to get into what the skepticism about the giant crocodile has to say. But just to conclude the story, Ron and Chris estimated they had shot and killed 10,000 crocodiles, and legend has it that Chris only missed three times. Now, in 1998, at home near Mareeba, Queensland, the woman who shot the world's biggest saltwater crocodile said that she was really sorry to have ended its life. She says, quote, "He never woke up and he never knew we were there. He was the most beautiful animal," end quote. Ron, the fearless crocodile hunter who made his name as a killer of the species, but later became its greater protector, agreed, quote, "If someone offered me $1 million to shoot a crocodile now, I wouldn't," end quote. So one shot, Chris died peacefully in March 2004. Ron, an old world gentleman, lives in, Queensland. And that's as of this report, which was back in 2008. So I'm not sure if he is still alive today or not, because the notes that I'm piecing the story from, or getting the story from, is 10 years old. So don't know if he's still alive, but it's certainly an interesting story. But now, what about the skepticism surrounding this crocodile, this giant crocodile? Is there a good reason to be skeptical of this? You know, I would say that, yeah, you know, there is. So we're going to look at that. Now, again, just to kind of recap, according to the story, a giant crocodile, you know, it was shot near Normanton, Queensland, Australia, and in the Norman River. It was shot July 1958 and nicknamed Chris after the person who shot it. And it was claimed at 24 foot 4 inches or 8.64 meters. And there is a life-size replica of it at Normanton, Queensland, Australia. Now, zoologist Adam Britton says, quote, "I've never counted Chris because it's just a story. There's no evidence at all to back it up, and it just seems so far outside the maximum possible range for this species that I'd need some pretty solid evidence to believe it. That's why it never appears in any official statistics. The minimum acceptable criteria for record-breaking crocs should include a tape measure along their back, because big fish stories outnumber accurate estimates by several orders of magnitude," end quote. Now, the only known photo of the Chris crocodile, as we showed before, and we'll look at it again in a minute, but also notice that the technique called forced perspective was used in the photo, which is a technique that employs optical illusion to make an object appear larger than it actually is. So I'll show that again. We looked at it before, but I'll show that again just to show you what this forced perspective thing is like. So when you have something like this, if you angle it in this way, and especially with the people behind, you know, when you angle it in that way, you can make objects look bigger than what they are. Now, who knows if that's what, if that's what was intended in this picture. You know, we really have no way of knowing that that was done on purpose, or if it was just done to fit, if it was done at an angle to fit the whole thing into a picture. You know, we don't know that. So there's reason to be skeptical of it. But there's also reason to say, well, you know, there's no reason to be skeptical of it. So we just don't know. There's no there's no real evidence besides this picture, and the picture itself is sort of suspect. So it's hard to tell, for sure. You really can't tell for sure. But it's an interesting story, and it was kind of fun going through their life story with this whole thing with crocodiles and everything. But you know, what do you think about giant crocodiles? That also, there have been accounts that, you know, from like people in the Amazon and whatever that say, or in Africa that say that they've seen living dinosaurs even. I don't know about all that, but it's interesting to think about. I know my wife, Christina, absolutely believes that's true, that there's living dinosaurs today. I don't know if I do or not. I think maybe, I mean, like with anything else, I would like to see some evidence, but I certainly would not be rude or discount somebody's eyewitness account of it, because again, I mean, even with UFOs and stuff, my wife's had a few different strange encounters, and you know, she has no reason to lie to me about that. But anyway, I'd like to know what you think about the possibility of like giant reptiles or giant amphibians or saurians or, you know, whatever, being alive today. Leave me a comment in the comment section below.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.